Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Madison Executive District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Now, just more about general gardening and what comes along with it.
Yes. So April is Garden Month, and although it seems a little early in the year, a lot of us have put a few things in the ground and are waiting harvest and thinking ahead to when we are harvesting. There's just a few things to keep in mind, especially when it is produce that we may not cook before we eat it. So when you're harvesting the produce from your garden, obviously we want to handle that carefully. Anything that has any signs of decay or mold, I know it's hard to toss it out because we've worked hard on growing it, but especially thinking about food safety, better safe than sorry. So throw away anything that shows any sign of decay or mold so that you can avoid getting sick. As you're harvesting, try to remove any excess soil from your produce before placing it in your container. Thinking about what container you're going to use to harvest your produce. Make sure that it's clean, sanitized, maybe run through the dishwasher so that as you're harvesting your produce, you're putting it in a container that you're not introducing any new bacteria to the food from the container. You want the container to be nice and clean, and that way you know that how you're harvesting your produce, you're not introducing anything that could make you sick. Things like potatoes, you don't want to wash them before you store them. They store better, just straight out of the garden, and then wait to wash them right before you prepare them. It's going to extend their shelf life. When you're not adding any moisture to them, that moisture could promote mold growth. Make sure that you, what we call dry clean your fruits and vegetables. I'm not talking about dry clean like laundry, but you want to give them a shake or a rub, brush off that garden dirt either with a clean soft brush or a dry paper towel while you're outside. And that can help extend the shelf life of your produce as well when you just kind of give it a dry clean and not introduce moisture to that fruit or vegetable if you're wanting to store it for a while before you eat it. And then obviously when you're ready to eat it, then you would do your usual food safety things, you know, washing your hands and giving your produce a good wash. And really you don't need to buy any special type of produce wash, just good clean tap water. A lot of people like to keep a special produce brush at the sink so that they can use that to really scrub their produce right before they are going to eat it. And it's nice to have a separate brush because you are rubbing off dirt and bacteria from the garden, and you don't want to use that same brush then to turn around and wash your dishes. So just a few things to keep in mind, as you are preparing your garden and we're watching it grow, it's hopefully not going to be too long before we are harvesting the fruits of our labor and able to enjoy that produce. And so it's great if we can extend the shelf life. We all hate throwing away food, especially food that we have worked hard to grow. So I think some great things to keep in mind, you know, some of them are common sense, but some of them I had never thought of that, and that's easy to do as we're getting into garden season here.
Good to plan ahead, and always good to keep those gardens intact and keep those pesky bacteria and bugs away. Coming up, that's tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.